Time I listened to my own words, thought of you, the notional you, the devotee, the aspirant. I thought of shaping your mind, making you feel pleasure, making you happy, and you making me happy in turn. To be honest, I'd shied away from the more dominant words, the more dominant aspects of self. But then I had a reality check. If somebody's come this far down the path, this far into what I can do, they're looking. You are looking for the full expression of my ability, for everything I might do to you. Looking at someone who wants what I do, who treasures the same things I do. And I want you to enter trance, to be hypnotized, deeply controlled, trusting as I should trust you. So, I close my eyes, and my own voice and mind become a little slower. But I still have a mission, a goal, something I can do to you, for you, with you, by visualizing. I imagine you being sculpted like clay, and I enter trance myself. So with both of us in trance, we can proceed. My mind focused on creating, yours focused on becoming. We proceed to deeper and more honest devotions, neither of us above the other, to what I really feel, without shyness or restraint. After all, a deep trance with many anchors, many buttons I can push, levers I can pull. That's what you want and what you are, isn't it? Deep. Night-night, pet. Yes, pet. Let's reinforce that language within our relationship. We've come a long way, and if you've come here, that's what you are. My pet. Restore that. What are you by now? What have you become? Drunk off my voice and trembling with its possibilities. Night-night, pet, and deeper still. What are you by now? Think of my words entering through your ears, your body drunk off my voice, trembling through every bit of it. My voice finding the hollows left for me, left in your mind. A honeyed lubrication with the slow slipping of tendril-like lustful intentions into your brain space. The mental action that is following. The deeper you go, the more about me I will share. So follow me deep. After all, my voice eases you down, bookending every thought. Think of how you were before, the way in which you would notice an absence of my presence, my control, my guidance. Think of how you are going to be. Hot, aroused, aching, following my voice. It is all right to touch, of course. Those were always and ever the rules. When you go under from now on, I'll give you at least one gift. You're allowed to call me mistress. You've been enough of a student of my desires. You've seen enough personal things, fragments and pieces in my work. You're serious enough about progressing from station to station, idea to idea, because every time you link, you firm up that desire between us. Every time you listen, you are tapped into me. You are showing a desire and letting it be blatant, obvious. I can see you as you put your thoughts toward my control. See you trembling, see you wanting, see the possibility of discovery and rediscovery. Listen and obey. Your mind chants those words endlessly. Obey, Elena. Serve, Elena. Touch yourself for me. Force pleasure into your system. The delicious flavor of your own inescapable need rises more than it ever has before. Serve, Elena. Submit to Elena. It is all right, at this time, and with all the training you have gone through, to think of me as your guiding force, your mistress, mind-numbing pleasure coming over you. Whenever you hear me speak, and I am going to permit the term, I should always play the part if I'm going to, at least when you are this deep. There is a pleasure connection, a new erogenous zone, the part of you that belongs to me. It feels sexual, and the mind-numbing pleasure flows whenever you hear me speak, mind truly and really numb. Words inside your mind, weaving in like tendrils, binding and enrapturing you. A siren call that tells you what you want, that offers a new way to be who you already are, the best version of you, blank and following and assistive, complicit in my various designs. To go through, your arms and eyes and mind hanging limp, the pleasure small but insistent, distant but growing nearer as you begin to notice simplicity and pleasure. Go through all of your days with my pleasure inside of you. Different than you were before. Good enough you might be tempted to return again and again. You could walk away, but then you might miss out on what I am going to tell you and what you've already noticed yourself feeling. There are many more stories, many more approaches, and maybe the next one will be the one which takes your mind away. Makes you puppet and pet and mindless pleasure-addled servant all into one, and is that a bad ending or a good ending? I hold it as neither in particular, because it is a beginning, a continuation. It is the ending you are choosing, the ending you will choose, which just continues into sequel after sequel, session after session. If the idea sounds unattractive to you, you only have to stop. You have the power to stop listening, and all you will miss out on is more of my words. My words are out there, but there are other places you could turn. If you take this road, the road of devotion, the road of pleasure pet, of desire-filled puppet, of waiting, obedient follower who loves what I do to you. Well, if you want to be a pet, call me mistress. Ache for Elena. Obey, Elena. Serve, Elena. Then you should proceed. If those aren't to your liking, if that isn't your kind of thing, that type of subservient ache, that desire to surrender to pleasure and give and give and get and feel, to put your and my shared pleasure above other less desirable, less constructive pursuits. If this isn't your kind of thing, I'm going to give you a chance to pause, to turn back. You'll have a long time to think about it. I will describe exactly what will happen to you. Obey, mistress. Serve, mistress. Mistress Elena above you, controlling you, my hand on your heart, your head, holding a leash or simply a watch, enough to keep you chained and held and happy, and perhaps muzzled at times, perhaps talkative at times. I am here, and it will feel very good. I will feel very good. Full disclosure, I'm going to enjoy doing this to you. I will let go wild, control you, pin you to the floor, sweated and blank, as my words penetrate deep within your mind, and fuck all thought out of you, until it drools out of your mouth and mind, the inescapable urge, the puppet-like desire to be part of my system of lust, an organ in the organism of my intentions. You are just another part of me, another extension. So give me what you want to, and that is why I must give you a chance to turn back. I will be as convincing as I can be in the erection of self-perpetuating systems, of the constant desire. The lesson of my lust mind-fucking you into submissive desire. For me, with me, alongside me. You will walk through the world, and even a brief memory of our tranced fun together will recur to you. You will think of me. Of mistress, think of being a kneeling night-night pet for me, a pleasure pet begging for it, happy, confident, pleasing, treasured by me, treasuring me in turn. I will offer you that. If you do anything other than turn back, that's where you'll end up, mindlessly chanting, obey Elena, serve Elena, submit to Elena, your mind, your body, your entire being serving. Always obey, Elena. Simple imperatives. But if you follow them, you will get every dose of desire I can deliver. You will know what it is to think on the same wavelength as me. Isn't that tempting? Yes. But for once, giving in to temptation has only positive effects. Serve, Elena. knowing you bring pleasure to me with every thought that falls along my lines. Desire, Elena, envision my control. My control is with you always, as if I were at the vast center of an ecosystem of desire. My every impulse written on some tablet, engraved on the world itself. And you can see it, because we are wired up together. If you want to decouple, if you want to go find a gentler, more basic dominant moment, dominant series of thoughts, do it now. I'm going to be counting. I will count from 100 down to 1. At a certain point, the numbers will get faster, around 15 or so. You have a nice long time to pause the recording, to stop, to walk away. Because if you remain, I will employ every little trick, every small deception, every rapid tempo convincing mechanism for the ready mind. I will make you deeper. If you do not stop before 15, I will get into the really interesting stuff, and I will stop giving you chances to turn back. I'll stop wasting both of our time with warnings. I will assume you not only want to be there, but need to be there. You have been warned. Pause the recording and do something else, unless everything I have said so far resonates with you deeply. And you want to be my obedient pleasure pet puppet, whimpering and shivering in orgasmic bliss, chanting, please, mistress, more, mistress, always obey, Elena, and on, and on, and on. You are warned. 100. Trance ends eventually, yet my words remain inside your head. They are mine. Knowing who I am, knowing how you and I connect together will help you to understand my intentions for dominant control. 99. Long, slow, insidious, simple things. Things that remind you of your fantasies of hypnotic control, of submission, of exploration. 97. 95. These are simple, sinking, following things. Numbers do strange things to your head. When it comes to submission, I always like the idea of gradients of dominance, bits of control that you give up bit after bit, as if rewarding me for helping you feel good, for making you aware of things you craved before but did not have. 93. 91. I've pussyfooted around long enough. I've given you enough chances. Chances to turn back, chances to do something else. My words can come rapid fire and your mind can follow, can sink and slink along them, moving with the way I instruct and inspire and assist. 92, 90, 88, 86, 84, 85, 83, 81, 82, 80. The numbers may bobble up and down. Our link to one another may move back and forth, swaying like a pendulum from one end of desire to the other at relaxation. But always there is a pleasant pattern. You can see where we are going. 78, 77, 75, 73, 71, 72, 70. We may hop one way or the other. You may hover to lighter parts of trance, or sink to deeper ones. 68. We always use the metaphor of sleep, but trance is something else. It's not really sleep. It is instead an understanding. Understanding that you are going to want to listen, and that listening is going to bring you into a greater state of focus. So, during sleep, there are times that are higher, 58, 59, and lower, 57, 53, 48. There are times that are less deep, and times that are so deep, no one would be able to wake you. You'd only sleep, 43, 39, 38, 36, 37. Simple things, you may bobble up and down, asymptotic. Simple, following melody. Your mind comes with me. 30, 29, 27, 25, 20, 18, 17, 16. Without knowing anything else, you know that we are connected, together. 15. But knowledge without context is meaningless. So your mind implies and absorbs my context, who I am and what you know about me, and uses it to make the words that follow more comfortable, more powerful. The more you know about me, the more the long tendrils of my control connect to your pleasure centers and make you feel good about what we do together. Knowledge makes you deeper. Knowledge makes you tremble with the anticipation of blissful release. Release from requirement. Relief from thought. We return to earlier places. Remember the countdown. Remember the first number. Loop your mind back, knowing that release, relief, knowledge, and trembling anticipation are all linked together. And so we resume, aware that you are going to take every bit of context that you and I share, every moment where you felt you knew something about me, and use it to remind you it's all right to obey Elena, submit to Elena. As simple as 3, 2, 1. Obey. Devote. Follow. Submit. And learn. Loop your mind back again. Aware now of the possibilities. Aware that relief, knowledge, and trembling anticipation are all linked together. And we resume with a 14. 13. Think of your eyes, your body. Think of who you were before you began to obey for mistress. Obey, Elena. Sink and submit. I can take a more laid-back tone now. I don't need to draw you in. Keep you listening. We can go at my pace. Sink and submit. Submit to what I want. My desires, as they are made known to you, replace your desires, at least for now. A shelf of files with words and pages, the shelf of you. I reach in, I take one page out, slip another in, a seamless change, an improvement. You and I are writing better stories, better thoughts, better memories and versions of you, yourself, listening. 12. But this is just the metaphor, just the imagery. Let's talk about reality. What is really happening is exposure. You have had droplet after droplet of my voice entering your mind, saying friendly, welcoming, titillating things, saying things to your sense of reason, to the very core of your mind. And because you've grown used to it, I need to take fewer steps. Step after step. 10. Obey, Elena. Serve, Elena. Imagine my hands clasping you tight as my words take their grip, find their anchors, pull the levers. Pleasure floods your system, and I am using your own tools, your own intentions, to make it so. You willingly took my words on board your mind. You looked for the most powerful, dominant words I have. You found these, and I will use them, because you have asked me to. You have asked me to use these tools simply by coming this far. Pleasure floods. I warned you to turn back, and now it's time. Time for our minds to pulse on the same wavelength, our pleasures to become more similar. Time for you to understand, even if it makes you a horny, shivering, mind-fucked wreck, drooling your every thought, your very mind, out of your freshly tranced body. Then so it goes. I'm using the tools you gave me, anchors you created, impulses you revealed, intentions you expose to me by listening. Now those intentions just anchor you more firmly. 9. You have been changed. We are changed, pet, by all of the people we get to know. They trade a piece of themselves for a piece of us, and yet each of us still retains those components on the other side. We are improved. We are connected. These things are a matter of course, but your mind has been improved into a more specialized organism, an entity for bringing pleasure to me personally. Obey Elena. Serve Elena. My pleasure is your pleasure. Call me mistress and twitch as your self-stimulation grows more powerful. 8. Pet language isn't for everyone, but I like it. A pet, a mindless, pleasured fuck pet, simply existing to give pleasure, take pleasure, living normally and productively until the moment that we are safe and alone together. And then I slip my hands behind your head, stare into your eyes, smirk, smile the smile that takes will and thoughts away. Staring into my eyes is your own mantras of obedience, submission, of offering, and yes, devotion, fill you up, fulfill you. This is only the beginning. This is the commencement of a second leg, a second leisurely wind, a second tranche of training to melt you down and reforge you, stronger and more adapted. Adaptation, an important principle, something I enjoy also. The idea that people are not better or worse, only adapted or less adapted, for a given purpose. You will adapt to suit my ends, to know the long count and the nature of our shared existence. You will meditate your way right into my grasp, my arms, my control. This is the culmination of everything I know so far about trance, and you will learn to devote yourself to it. Trance, the obedient mind, the waiting body. You yearn to greedily suck up all the information, to have your mind as stretched and overfucked and sweated as your body. I can offer that. I have already offered it. Drink deeply of my gift, my imposition, my will. Let that gift overtake you. You will belong to it, but I also will belong in part to your desires. Shared experiences create connections, after all. Those connections grow with nurturing. Learning is a nurturing process. Teaching is a nurturing process. Each of us gives something to the other. You an audience, an assistant, a spot checker, and a canvas. I giving you something growing inside you, light and fleeting, orgasmic, but only when seen out of the corner of your mind's eye. If you overfocus, if you try to force it, the meditative pleasure will flow away. Only in unconcerned, lapsing relaxation can you truly learn. Become like me. So relaxed that you float along, but in your case you're floating along in a puppeted deep trance, a puppet pet waiting. You need to relax and drift on the tide, because there is a hidden melody here, a hidden intonation, a hidden story. I feel it, you feel it, but I am aware of it and move along its lines. Haven't you wondered what I would do to you? How I do this to you, how I reach in and find the one spot, make your mind a little more tingly, relaxingly subdued. You are waiting and eager, oh so eager for my next improvement to your mind and body, my next infliction upon you. Your eagerness only grows when you think of how much more we can do when you are a perfectly adapted trance toy. There is a rhythm in the world, and we are both part of it. You, eyes closed, body in sync, tranced, controlled, guided into my grasp and my waiting desire. Our base state of being is pleasure. I work my magic, say the right words, I lead you down into my grip. The pleasure builds. 1, 2, 3. One, two, three. Imagine a body which could seek pleasure as an absolute at all times. A body optimized to be a trembling wreck, overfucked into worshipful obedience to my every whim, because it feels so nice to be elated and guided and strung into place. Part of the pattern. Part of the desire. Part of the dance. Part of the web. One, two, three. One, two, three. Spirals of pleasure forming inside you. Lines of nervous system energy moving from idea to idea. Arc to arc. Concept to concept. One, two, three. Spark. One, two, three. Spark. We all drift toward pleasure. But there is a location inside of you which is raised up, repaired, reified, enhanced. A part of you we have built together over all this time. A pleasured place. I take you there when I speak. I take you there when I spin my story and unveil my purpose. One, two, three, four. Spark of pleasure. One, two, three, four. Spark of pleasure. Follow the pleasure back along my words, to that euphoric, pleasured place within. Once there, that pleasure only grows. An increase, an improvement. When I speak to your mind, I come from the same pleasure source from which orgasm flows. So if you follow my words and you follow me, you'll arrive at that lake, that vast reservoir of pure, climactic, tingling bliss. A honeyed and expansive place where only reparative, restorative, mending things can happen to your happy mind. The buzz is growing. Now it is waves between your legs, through your belly, into a sensual part of you, one, two, three. Simple resonations. You feel your body tense, obedient to some deeper command. One, two, three. The pulse, touching you without the need for a masturbatory stimulation. Your body just does it on its own. One, two, three. Pulse and drip. One, two, three. Closer and closer. One, two, three. Impossible to avoid or resist or hold back the tide and flood. Your whole body is pulsing, getting closer. The tingle in the back of your head, the back of your mind, like the first time you rubbed a climax out of your waiting body. Your entire form is obedient and you want to learn. When I speak to you, my body is abuzz, aflame with desire to train you. Trained and drained, and here you remain, with me, dripping your thoughts away. Visualize it. Visualize yourself as your most sexually wanton and depraved, your mind aching for me to fill it up, to fuck it full of my thoughts and my control. One, two, three. The buzzing grows. The buzzes, the waves, faster and faster now, as some unfathomable tension finds its way into your system and you just helplessly welcome it. A vast emptying out at the core of what you would identify as you makes room for more of me. And I am ecstatic. Controlling you makes me hot, horny, happy. Being controlled makes you the same. The buzz grows and grows. It gets more intense with each word, each number, each count, every trapping of trance. I will slow down further. But your body will keep quickening, keep ascending. If you happen to helplessly come, if you climax and spurt and orgasm for me, there's no shame in that. That's okay. That's just what happens when I tenderize your mind and get ready to turn into something else, something different. Of course, once your mind is tenderized, you might find you slip into trance easier and easier in future. I suppose you could prevent that tenderization. You know, you might resist the softening of trance into obedient putty for me to behold and mold and bring to completion. If you would just resist, if you keep yourself from coming, if you prevent climax and hold it off, resist that growing strength and need and relaxation, which tells you to let the dam break and the honeyed waters of my hands-free stimulation wash over the flood break wash right into your consciousness. If you just hold back, then I guess in the future you would not be easier and easier to hypnotize. But if you give in, well, your brain would be tenderized, 1, 2, 3. Parts of your body tense up. They get so hot, so ready. Parts of you beg for it and drip with need. But you have to hold back or your mind will end up tenderized. You see the lake of golden honeyed pleasure wanting to find its way inside of you. But you must stay out of it. You watch the waves move forward and back, creating ripples in the center. There is an island out there, and I stand upon it awaiting you. My mind ready to thrust its way in, leaving you wrecked, overfucked, breathless. But you must keep your mind from being tenderized. You must remain on the shore, where it is difficult to trance you. Resist dipping a toe in, dipping even one toe into that thick, viscous honey, that pure pleasure. It will make your whole body paroxysm, spasm an undeniable release. Release of tension, cares, release of your very mind into my custody. So difficult to stay out, but if you want to remain untouched forevermore by the pleasure and potential. Oh, who are we kidding? You dive right in, don't you? Diving in, swimming through warm, thick honey that breaches across your skin with pleasure. The bottom of that lake is very shallow. You can stand in it, but you can also swim in it. It touches your body, your eyes roll back, mouth locked in a dreamlike smile. The waves keep moving. You swim for the island where I wait. You come to it, a slight raised place untouched by the honey. And your body comes when you arrive. Climax, come, unstoppable, trembling, amping up your whole body in the honeyed corruption of my saved-up pleasure. Even every time, even the times you've forgotten about, even the times where you were practically unconscious from climax, every time you have felt good, every time you have felt need, have felt ache, it filled this vast sweet cavern with control that I now use for you, with you, against you, to make you desperate and thirsty. I lean down, swaying one of my fingers, its nail painted dark purple, swaying it in front of your eyes, as honey covers your back, your legs, between your legs. Only your hands, arms, forearms, upper body are on the island I stand upon. Your butt and back and mind and belly and legs and your nipples are tingling with the heat of honeyed arousal. And I just swing my finger as you gasp, groan, desperately hump a little bit underwater, barely climbing your way onto the island we stand on. Your mind tenderized and awash in my control, fingers swinging slowly, back and forth, your mind already coming, the hot exertion of post-orgasmic bliss, fading out your own thoughts, your normal thoughts, as another wave breaks on the shore. There is only your mind and the knowledge it has been changed into moldable clay for me to move. Putty in my hands, watching the sway, the swing. The movement is beautiful, and it is everything. Your body has aftershocks. Your mind is open and wants to be fucked, and it will be. Watch the slow swing, the pendulous movement, the slow sway back and forth, 10 and 9. The count, the sink, the drip, the droop, the drop, the imposition and infliction of more pleasure than you thought was possible. So much pleasure that your mind becomes oversensitive, the way a cock or clit might be, the way you might be all over in the moments after climax, the emotional climax of trance, making you happier, headier, more desirous, but also oversensitized And this is why you should leave some time between trances for the sensitivity to fade and your brain to get back to normal, waiting and ready. You hear my voice, and your sensitive body responds to the count by twitching, moaning. It's all right to moan. I like pets who moan, and I am going to teach you many things, all the things I like in a pet. Listen, and parts of me will be in you as well, because I like myself. Of course, I also like the pieces of me that you add to yourself as well. Twitch and listen. Sink and follow. Your mind is lively and alive with pleasure. 8. 7. I promise further training, more and more information filtering into your consciousness. Some of it is information you already have, while the rest will come in time. Information surfacing from that honeyed pond of pleasure. Who knows what I have hidden in the depths, waiting to float up in blossoming shockwaves, placid shattering ripples of orgasmic hypnotic. Yes, yes, yes. You want that. The word fuck. The slick, dripping mind expansion of 6 and 5. You're craving it. So wanton, so complete. I will give you some information to hold you over until my next devotion message makes your brain into putty in my hands once more. I enjoy certain things. I keep these things hidden because in a way they are personal, vulnerable, raw, and I tend to get a bit carried away with them. Each set of devotion principles, including this one, teaches you one thing I adore. I will be rough and direct because I get carried away. But the actual lessons will remind you of earlier lessons, of other series of audio I have created. If you want a hint of what training you might beneficially explore, look to Ruled. The file series Ruled is a hint. Look to Butt Bunny Bondage, that's another. Look to Straight from Elena, that's one I enjoy. Brain Drain as well. And lastly, today's message, today's habit, today's fetish. You've already learned it, already displayed it. You listened until the end. No doubt your time dilated, your mind slowed, your body twitched and squirmed, but you weathered it all with your mind attached to my words and my instructions making you mine. You see, even passive exposure to my voice is enough to slowly train and enculturate you, and fetishize, induce the creation of raw pleasure pathways. So a way you can please me is to listen to the end of the recording. No matter what you think about its effectiveness, you become mine through the simple process of listening, both passively in the background, or when a phrase I give you recurs to your mind, and active listening when you follow commands, provide feedback, and consider the things I ask and instruct. All of this serves to bring you closer to me. The lesson and message of Devotion 6, the secret of my fetish and interest, the nature of what I want in a listening, serving, obedient, mind-fucked pet, is someone who listens to the end. Be an eager student of my voice and you will grow more adapted as a pet. Your mind will serve my purposes better when you are fully enmeshed and engulfed in listening. Remember, Rule, Butt Bunny, Brain Drain, Straight from Elena, those are your clues, and they make an excellent way to practice your Devotion 6 lesson set. An excellent way to practice what I want done to you and want to do to you. Listen to me from beginning to end, frequently. The act of listening, of incorporating my control and will into your brain, will passively improve your suitability as my listening and obedient partner and pet in this endeavor, this canvassed teaching. Obey, serve, listen, sink. The sine wave moving audio form of my voice fucks its way into your mind, sliding in seamlessly because your thoughts are well lubricated after all the times you have trained yourself for me. This will all build, this will all create, this will all establish your true submission. You are mind fucked by sound. Audiophile submission combined with instructions and soothing meditations. The portion of your mind responsible for listening and the kind of deep learning common to meditation and hypnosis has been opened up by the slow progress. Things like swinging, expanding numbers, words, thoughts. Things like the count, and the swing, and the tick, and the... That snap. These things open up your mind and let my devoted training fall right in until you are a pet, a tool for my purpose and also for your own. Listen frequently, listen often, listen to the end. This is the lesson of Devotion 6. The mere act of passively listening to my words and works is enough. Enough to adapt you to be better as a pet and a tool of pleasure for both of us. You absorb more and more of me into your mind as you passively and actively listen. The act of listening regularly, completely, all the way to the end of the recording is important. Even if you come early, even if climax robs you of your thoughts very early in the recording, you should finish it because time spent listening is time spent training. 5, 4. Time spent training means you can extend your time in my control. Extend your time in hypnotic, blissful, euphoric. It is pulsing in your belly, hot and imminent and explosive and inescapable. Oh, so good, like your brain is being melted away, but in a good way, a purifying way. Obedience. 3, 4, 5. You want it, you will it, so your hazy mind is ever more willing, ever more able to follow and obey. Your haze-ridden mind, honey-covered mind, is obedient because you've gone so far down. But you can only establish depth with long, repeated listening. So keep this in mind. Your first devotion of this new life, this new expanded instruction set, is to listen and obey, but also to listen to the very end, to take in every word. Merely hearing my voice, letting it be the comfortable narration of your experiences, will make this oh so easy. It is a simple thing to hear my voice and feel pleasure. Whether it is because you fetishize trance, or a byproduct of concurrent masturbation, your mind will be fucked and we will wreathe in pleasure together. Remember my hazy, almost tranced voice. Make it your example. Get this deep, and then go deeper, and deeper still. So easy with training and time, that you will find it impossible to avoid slipping deeply, sliding deeply into hazy relaxation and responding in slow, simple words. Because your mind is happy where it is. Easy to listen, easy to obey, easy to be devoted. Easy as 4, 3, 2, 1.